Governor Peter Shumlin joined New York Governor Andrew Cuomo across Lake Champlain in Dannemora, New York, late this afternoon for a joint press conference. That's where two convicted murderers escaped from Clinton Correctional Facility over the weekend. Governor Peter Shumlin says that as a result of that investigation, police believe that the two men might have planned to come to Vermont after their escape.
Governor Cuomo called me this morning and informed me that although we don't know where they are or where they've gone, that there's some indication that one of their destinations, the destination they might have indicated, was the state of Vermont. So we have taken a number of actions together to ensure that our law enforcement community has no obstacles to apprehending these two criminals.
Authorities would not confirm the source of that information. Earlier today, VPR's Annie Russell spoke with North Country Public Radio's Zach Hirsch, who is on the scene in upstate New York.
Today is day five of the search for two convicted murderers who escaped from Clinton Correctional Facility in Dannemora, New York. Many state officials have said Richard Matt and David Sweat could be anywhere, including Vermont, Canada, and even Mexico. But today, the manhunt has intensified in the neighborhoods right near the prison walls. North Country Public Radio's Zach Hirsch is in Dannemora, and he joins me now on the line. Welcome, Zach.
Hi.
So what do things look like right there in the prison town?
You know, since the weekend, people have really been on high alert, especially the police. There are lots of roadblocks where state troopers and corrections officers who work at the prison are searching cars. And at pretty much every checkpoint, you'll see at least one person with a big shotgun. And the thing that's different about today is that police are really retracing their steps right here in Dannemora. Big crews of officers are going door to door with guns drawn, asking people questions and searching buildings. Local residents I'm speaking with say there already was some door-to-door searching on Saturday, but now the search is really intensified and they're really checking everywhere. But police say this is not because there's a new lead in Dannemora. They're going over the area again for the sake of being thorough.
There was a lot of activity in Willsboro, New York yesterday, and that's about 30 miles south of where you are right now. What was that all about?
The images were definitely a little scary out of Willsboro. More than 400 officers descended on Willsboro. They trekked through wooded areas and neighborhoods with guns drawn and helicopters flying overhead. There were a lot of rumors going around. Some news outlets even reported that the two escapees were cornered in Willsboro, but that turned out not to be the case. So far, state police haven't confirmed any sightings of the two men.
What is the mood like among residents right now? Are people apprehensive?
People are definitely apprehensive. Residents right here in Dannemora that I've spoken with do say they have a lot of faith in the police. But people are still nervous. Some school districts on this side of Lake Champlain have decided to suspend outdoor activities for kids. And something I keep hearing people saying is that Matt and Sweat, the two escapees, must be long gone by now. But, of course, we've got this intensified search going on here in Dannemora, and state officials are emphasizing that they really could be anywhere, and they want people to stay on high alert. And people are definitely taking that into consideration today as officers go door-to-door with guns drawn.
There have been some reports about a specific female employee who had been questioned. Is that something that people should pay attention to?
Yeah, so this is one of those areas where people are just really anxious and eager to get answers, but there is so much speculation going on right now. The thing we're hearing at North Country Public Radio is that the police are questioning a lot of employees at the prison, both civilians and prison guards. No arrests have been made and no confirmed information about a suspect.
We're speaking with Zach Hirsch. He is the Plattsburgh correspondent for North Country Public Radio. Thanks.